first look at Dynamic Spot. It was only a matter of time. This is how you can get Apple's new and innovative Dynamic Island onto your Android phone. I know you've been waiting.
Yeah, exciting.
I know you've been, you could barely sleep at night on your Android phone, knowing that other people were out there exploring Dynamic Islands without you.
Yeah, I'm so jealous.
That's right. Yeah. So thank goodness for Dynamic Spot. This brings Apple's Dynamic Island to your Android phone. And as you can see, it's showcased here on Android Police, and you're seeing it on what looks like an S22 Ultra. Mm. That's a guess. You can see the version of it there overlaid onto the single front-facing camera, hole punch style on that device. Apple clearly knows a thing or two about design and releasing. Year after year of premium iPhone hardware has earned it a top spot as smartphone industry trendsetter. Yes, this is kind of true. I think we're going to see other manufacturers implement this feature. It's inevitable. Mm-hmm. It's not even worth discussing. Works particularly well on OLED displays, obviously, in iPhones and also Android devices. Last week, theme developers showed off what a Dynamic Island could look like on a Xiaomi phone, and promising that it was also a solution specific to one company's devices. And last we checked, the theme was still waiting for approval. XDA developers managed to spot a new app in early access called Dynamic Spot. This could be the perfect solution if you're longing for that Dynamic Island. So imagine this, Will. Imagine this little app inside the Play Store. And you throw it on and you're tapping away. And that's it. And you got a little settings portion where you're able to configure a variety of different tasks, and I don't know, it feels like it's going to be janky. I don't know. It's still janky right now on iOS. Are these third-party developers, or can they move that quickly, Will?
I mean, they're dealing with a lot of different, it's going to be fragmentation again.
Did you just say the F word?
Sure did.
Yeah, because there's all these different layouts as well for
different sizes.
For front-facing cameras. Like, are they in the corner? Are they in the center? So many ways this can go wrong. Some are arguing it's even going wrong just on iOS, like I said. They say, I don't need that.
But it spawns more ideas.
You're a big ideas guy.
New ways to, you know, make it work out.
Yeah. I don't know, Will. I don't know. In the end, if we zoom out far enough, is the Dynamic Island really a part of our future? Is it here to
stay?
Well,
you let me know, because you're using the iPhone.
No, I just...
Recently, you switched.
I
What?
15 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Right? I did the Android to iOS tool.
The switch.
You know what's funny is after you're done transferring whatever you can transfer, which isn't everything, it says, do me a favor and recycle that Android phone. So rude, man. It says Z Fold 4. You best get out of my face with that instruction.
Yeah, right into the blue.
Holy. They're like, don't forget to recycle it. How old do you think my... Anyway. It's going to be interesting, this process. I feel like one of those guys on YouTube, when you see the thumbnail, it's like lifelong user switches. Lifelong Android user. And I'm not, said in the video, I don't know if I'm lifelong. Like, I've used every single iPhone for a period of time, including like what would be daily driving the vast majority of them at one point or another. But it has been increasing recently. Maybe it was the advent of folding phones or whatever happened that I've been definitely more on the Android side. And on the Google Assistant side, which I already said, I'm nervous. I'm nervous about not having that.
Switching to Siri.
But that's what this is about. That's the job. That's the task. And so we'll find something out together.
Yeah.
As this process goes on. But anyway, go back just for a quick second. Let's look at the way that interface pops up for this Dynamic Spot. Just scroll down to, I saw some images there. I just want to make sure I reference it. Down at the very bottom of this article right here. So that's what your settings look like. and mini multitasking, select apps, select which apps can activate the pop-up. Yes, yeah, so it's going to be a permissions mayhem trying to figure out who and what can do what. You have to set permissions for drawing on screen needed to display the floating pop-up and data protection. This app has no internet access. No data is collected or shared. Well, you decide who to trust. Anyway, so yeah, that's what your menu looks like for setting it up. Okay, next up, Apple is apparently going to be a partner for the Super Bowl halftime show, introduced as new partner. They're really into the sports thing, the sports crossover.
Especially NFL.
Baseball, too. They have the Friday night baseball games.
Oh, okay.
Exclusive on Apple TV. And but yeah, they love the NFL. National Football League today announced a new partnership with Apple Music for the Super Bowl halftime show. The multi-year partnership will see Apple Music replacing Pepsi. Excuse me. That's iconic. Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
Halftime show. Logos. Blue and red.
Uh-huh.
Pop stars. Refreshing beverage when you pop the lid.
Janet Jackson.
Easy. Yeah. Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake. Wow. Well, Apple's got the money. They got the money, that's for sure. Replace Pepsi as the primary sponsor for the show, with Apple Music offering exclusive details and sneak peeks leading up to the show. Wow. The end of an era. You can't have the beverage doing it anymore. People, they're not consuming the rate they were consuming these type of beverages.
Mm-hmm.
The Pepsi Challenge. I remember that one with The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Is that the most recent? No, last one, they had the Dr. Dre going, the California thing going, was going on. Oh, the throwback, everybody loved it.
Yeah.
That's like every old person like us.
Yeah, I was cheering.
Yeah. And then they had the J-Lo, the Shakira was involved. And anyway, end of an era. I don't know. Does Pepsi come back at some point? They've been doing it for a while, Will.
Yeah.
So end of an era, maybe. Now it's Apple, and they get to try to convince you to sign up for Apple Music. The NFL notes that over 120 million viewers watched the Super Bowl halftime show in February with Dre, Snoop, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. So NFL saying, hey, we had 120 million views. Apple, give us a couple of million. We'll take a couple of your millions. And what'd they do? They put out a little promo there?
Yeah.
See you in February. Halftime. I don't know, Will. What do you think here? They going to get a bunch of new subscribers for Apple Music? Is that what's going to happen? Maybe.
Most likely. Maybe, I'm curious.
Maybe they put on a show like we've never seen before. They people. Boatloads of money. Maybe it's not even just the NFL part of it, but then they have connections to the artists and exclusives, and they just start throwing money around as you would do if you were Apple. It's possible, isn't it, Will?
Yeah. I want to see what they're going to do with it. I'm curious.
Okay. All right. AirPods Pro 2 charging case can broadcast battery status with or without AirPods inside. Oh, did these come out today as well?
Today or yesterday?
Today or yesterday. Interesting. I wonder if those are on their way here. I'll be checking those out. Sneak peek. And the watch as well, the Ultra Watch. Now that I'm an iPhone user.
Yes.
I will dive deeply into the ecosystem and swim around.
The iPhone.
In the pool of the iPhone. As Tim would love to know.
You're going to swim with Tim?
Yeah, I'll be putting on my Apple
floaties?
My Apple bathing suit.
Oh.
Just for me and Tim, Will.
It's white, and it's just a giant
easy
Apple logo there.
Easy. The giant stuff in the bathing suit. Careful. We'll be swimming in apple juice. That's what we'll be doing.
Sounds delicious.
And I'm going to see how it all works together as a lifelong Android user.
Okay.
Apple's second generation AirPods Pro are now in the hands of customers. And one notable new tidbit that has come to light is that the MagSafe charging case can broadcast its charging status to the iOS battery widget even when the AirPods are in your ears, which is good. I want to know what my case is up to when my AirPods are in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
what's cool about these? I remember from the presentation, what was it doing? It was chart. What was going on that was special about these new ones? Do you recall?
Something to do with charging?
Wasn't it? Am I crazy?
Well, let's learn more.
Beyond the fact that it's new AirPods Pro.
It scans your ear.
Which is good. It's scanning the ear. Mm-hmm. It's got the adaptive noise cancellation going on. But there was a little tidbit in there. 6 hours of battery life from a single charge. More immersive H2 chip. Keep going. Well, I like what you're up to right now. You're in the right place. I'll tell you that. Custom built driver. Exciting. Noise cancellation. Marvel.
Are we doing an ad right now?
That's right. Go out and buy some ear tips from extra small to large. Good. Adaptive transparency. It's a must. Better control on the little stem. And it's not showing what I want yet. Whatever the feature is. Oh, here we go. Case and battery life. The new MagSafe. Oh, it's MagSafe. It works on the same charger. You get to share your Apple Watch charger. That's what I was taught. Because I'm swimming with Tim now. So that means the Apple Watch I got has the charger. And so it's all compatible in this pool that I'm in.
Okay.
I can put the AirPods MagSafe case on the Apple Watch charger. You don't care. Well, you don't care enough,
no,
man.
I noticed that there's a lanyard.
Are you a big lanyard guy?
Was it in the other one?
No.
No, it wasn't? Okay.
No. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
There's a little speaker in there.
Yeah.
You're losing it and you're finding it. 30 hours battery life when you include the case. Are you a lanyard guy?
I am not.
Oh, okay. You just
noticed. But I figured it's a kind of strange design.
Okay.
You know?
You're angry about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow.
It doesn't look clean now.
Wow.
With all the dots. You got this dot. You got this dot.
Not a big lanyard guy.
Yeah.
Well, it's fair. Anyways. We're all entitled to our own point of view on that. Well, anyway, now you get this battery indicator alongside the AirPod battery indicator. So there's separate battery indicators for the case and the earbuds. How's that for a tidbit? Thank you so much for that tidbit, Will.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Google fully reveals the design of its upcoming Pixel Watch on video because they want me to swim in their pool. It's more like a bathtub.
Uh-huh. What kind of juice do they have?
They used to name their software after desserts.
Yeah.
Remember that? It was like Eclair, and they still do that. Anyway, it's like ice cream or something.
Like a milkshake?
It's a milkshake in there.
Okay.
A little thicker.
Oh.
But it's a bathtub because they don't have the same breadth of products. Not quite. It's close. Smaller enclosure that we're in together, and they know everything about me, so it's intimate, as a bathtub would be if I was going to get into a bathtub with Google.
Who is that, Sundar?
That's right.
You're with Sundar?
What the hell is going on today here, Will? I think we ate too many of those peppermints.
Yeah.
Those peppermint chocolates.
Mint.
I think that's what it was, because I had two of them.
Yeah.
And you were like, these are pretty sweet. Be careful. And I'm like, give me another.
It's
because you went to Bulk Barn. I don't know if the people know about Bulk Barn, but you can get anything over there.
Mm-hmm. They have giant vats of food.
You know what it's like? It's like when Kanye put the Gap collaboration together.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking that.
It's like a giant bin established in 1982, for those that don't know. And you can get everything in there from nuts to spices to candy and cookies. And they're in giant bins. And you just start filling it up by the pound or by the 100-gram segment. Coffee is in there.
Did you sample as a kid?
Are you allowed to sample? Oh, you're saying illegally.
Yeah.
No, I was a law-abiding citizen.
Oh, okay.
Unlike you, Will. Dangerous guy living on the edge inside the barn. Can't believe you just admitted to that here on broadcast television.
Yeah. I owe Bulk Barn a lot of money.
Here on the Pepsi halftime show. Yeah. Similar viewership.
Yeah.
I like the look of this Pixel watch. It's definitely not ultra style. It's not like rugged style, but it's smooth style.
Mm-hmm.
It's integrated, organic, avatar style.
Like a pebble.
Exactly. You don't need, it's, it, it looks like a naturally occurring object that you just found in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of blends into your wrist. This is something you might not notice you're wearing it, Will.
Yeah, it's very sleek.
You might not notice you're wearing it, Will.
Yeah.
So how does this fit into your aesthetic? Okay. Can this fit into your wardrobe?
I think so.
Oh?
I think so. It looks nice.
Compared to the Ultra...
I would choose the Ultra.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I would.
Well, because of the Bronco and everything. You're trying to be that person. So I understand. But this might be more comfortable.
It depends on the price.
It might
as well.
Be lighter. You know?
I don't mind it.
Think about it. Well, as rumored a few times in recent months, the highly anticipated long overdue Pixel watch is apparently set to come in a number of different colors, with black, silver, and gold cases being subtly on display in today's 35-second teaser video. So they're just teasing it. They're teasing it themselves. I think it's got a kind of retro future thing going on. I think it will be for somebody. I have mostly trended in the more rugged watch looking kind of thing. And I've complained about it with the Apple Watch in the past. I've been like, I got this enormous wrist. I actually measured my wrist today because the Apple Watch is coming. And I think it has the wrong band because I have this monster thing going on as a wrist. And I measured it, and I was like, good Lord. I don't...
Surprise yourself?
No, I just was like, because they tell you in millimeters what you're about to be dealing with. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to... It's not going to fit. And then I started looking at those loops. You know, you can do a singular loop. And I put in my credentials, and they say I'm a size 12 or something, and it's not in stock anywhere. And I'm like, am I that much of a freak of nature?
Max size.
I'm maxing these things out here with the wrist.
Yeah.
I feel like I should get into arm wrestling or something. I don't know to what extent that would apply.
Uh-huh.
But I need the large sizes, or I have to go with the Marine band, which doesn't even say a size. Or maybe it says it should work that one. Anyway, we're going to get to the bottom of this after I start buying these accessories and spending way too much money on these bands. All these bands... For the Ultra, they're like $130 bucks in Canadian money.
Yeah.
It's crazy, these bands.
Are there third parties that make them?
There's going to be. Yeah.
There will be, right?
Nomad and those guys, but they're also in the premium range, Will.
Gotcha.
Just so you know. And the Trail Loop, you can forget about it. The thing is sold out for a billion years. Nothing in store. And it's a two-sizer, so a small, medium, and medium large. Honestly, see, that one says 145 to 220 millimeters. My wrist is right in around that 220 range. How crazy is that?
Yeah. It's barely fit.
It's right at that fringe of the medium large on this. And then if you go start looking at the Alpine, you're squarely in the large size.
Oh, this one's bigger.
What do you mean? Medium is to 190. And large is to 210.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry.
You see the problems going on here? I don't know. I hope...
Yeah, so this one's smaller.
I hope something wrong is going on. I don't know what's happening. I hope I'm doing everything wrong with the measurement. I don't think I am because I'm putting a string around there. I'm putting it onto the measurement, and I'm just like, I'm shocked by this.
You should apply to... Guinness.
Maybe I'm doing this wrong. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
You
Will.
I have the biggest wrists.
I don't know. I hope I'm doing it wrong.
Okay.
Because I'm feeling strange about all of it.
Yeah.
And I just want more selection for the bands. And I, you know, $130. I hope it fits. I just hope I just put it on and it just fits. All right. And I can stop yelling and screaming about it. And I just measured it improperly.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Somebody else must have this similar problem. I can't. I'm curious.
Arm wrestlers?
You might be getting... I might have to give you these watch bands.
I'll take them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give these to you.
I don't even have an Ultra.
But
I'll just take them.
You can just start accumulating the bands that don't fit.
Sure.
Brilliant.org, new sponsor. Brilliant's mission is to inspire and develop people to achieve their goals in STEM. One person, one question, one small commitment to learning at a time, enabling teachers to illuminate the soul of math, science, and engineering through bite-sized interactive learning experiences. You're going to log on to Brilliant. You're going to use it as a tool. You're going to have learning be fun for ages 10 to 110, mastering essential skills in a method that's going to be less stressful. There's going to be storytelling, guided problem solving. You can, it's like game-like, actually. And you're not going to be thinking about the fact that it's math and science. You're going to be enthralled with the game, and then it's going to be sneaky learning. It's just going to get in there.
And you feel accomplished.
What else are you going to do? Scroll. You're going to be scrolling videos and learning nothing, and you're not going to be a lifelong learner.
No.
Go check out Brilliant. Get brilliant. Be brilliant.
Brilliant is the best way to learn math, science, and computer science interactively. It has thousands of lessons with exclusive new content added monthly. Understanding STEM can help anyone level up, and learning a little every day can have a huge impact. I've been using Brilliant for a week now, and I chose one of their popular courses, the Logic course. You get a couple clues on solving the problem, and it's based on math and computing principles. It's challenging and also intuitive. To get started for free, visit brilliant.org/loulater or click on the link in the description. The first 200 of you will get 20% off Brilliant's annual premium subscription. Keep exploring at brilliant.org/loulater.
Meta is sued over tracking iPhone users despite Apple's privacy features. Meta is facing a new proposed class action lawsuit that accuses it of tracking and collecting the personal data of iPhone users, despite features and policies made by Apple, which are meant to stop that same type of tracking. Ooh, they get...
Carry on. What are you...
you just threw that over your shoulder.
No, it just fell.
How?
I wasn't grabbing it tightly.
What was it? More mint?
It was a piece of chocolate.
It was chocolate mint?
Yeah.
And it just went over your shoulder.
It looked very dramatic, but...
It looked like you kind of like just tossed it over there. It was a lot for me to handle in the moment.
It did bounce a little.
Okay. So. I'm glad we got to the bottom.
I wasn't tossing it.
They didn't see that, did they?
What
camera were they on? Oh, man. Missing out on that.
I tried to eat a piece of chocolate and it bounced off of me.
So Meta, they're saying, hey, Meta, you still know too much about us. I'm clicking all the buttons on iOS to tell you to get away from me.
Yeah.
And you're not leaving me alone here. You still know too much about me. In August, it was revealed that Facebook and Instagram apps track all of a user's key taps, keyboard inputs, and more when using the in-app browser. When a user clicks on a link on Instagram, for example, Meta can monitor their interactions, text selections, and even text input, such as passwords and private credit card details within that website. This practice of tracking users is a direct violation of Apple's app tracking transparency policy, which requires apps to ask for user consent before tracking them across apps and websites owned by other companies. Filed on Wednesday in San Francisco federal court, a new lawsuit accuses Meta of this violation, as reported by Bloomberg. The proposed class action lawsuit accuses Meta of violating Apple's ATT framework and state and federal laws by collecting user data without user consent within its Facebook and Instagram apps. Well, listen, and that's a settling outside of court, I would assume. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Update. A Meta spokesperson has provided MacRumors with the following statement. These allegations are without merit, and we will defend ourselves vigorously. We have designed our in-app browser to respect users' privacy choices, including how data may be used for ads. Okay. Well, maybe you do have a beef. Maybe you don't have a settle out of court. Maybe you have a brawl, a legal version of a brawl. But the privacy thing, people are, they're paying a lot more attention these days, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I think my laptop is charged up.
Hmm?
Like, you ever had that thing where you put your hands on it and it kind of vibrates? There's like a buzz to it?
Buzz.
Yeah, you ever have that happen? Let me see if I unplug it. Fixed. Ooh, something's charged up. That's dangerous. Yeah, there it's back.
What do you mean?
Something going on, man. I'll tell you that
Is
right
it gonna
now.
Blow up?
I don't know.
Well,
magnets, MagSafe.
Don't keep it plugged in.
Careful. No, it's not to that extent. I'll take the risk.
Oh boy.
Just like we did earlier with the Hummer EV. Your palms were sweating. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Roller coaster. Oh my God. Don't even get me started. Don't get me started. Meta is reportedly putting some workers onto a 30-day list that gives them a month to find a new role at the company or leave. Wow. You got to find your own job.
Yeah, very dramatic.
I'm like, Will, you have 30 days to find a job in this company? That's weird. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, I already got one. They're like, no, that one's no good.
It's no good. Lou later is no good?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The job you have, it's no good. Find another one for yourself or bounce. It's an interesting proposition.
That's a lot of pressure.
Maybe this stuff happens in corporate places where you have tens of thousands of employees. They're just like, I don't even know what you do on a daily basis. Can you show me a better job or take off? It's crazy.
Well, they have so many workers, and it's probably like an influx of people that's trying to figure out where they work in like this new venture of VR.
Where do I work? I don't know where I work.
Like, what am I doing here?
That's a crazy proposition. I'm sure it exists. I'm sure it exists. It's just so funny.
Just eating free breakfast and lunch.
You're just in there. You're like, damn, I wish there was more I could do. Yeah. What a strange place to find yourself. Oh, I wish I could. What's my job? What is my job? Mm-hmm. Oh, you really want to have an answer to that, don't you?
Purpose.
I would hope so. Yeah. I don't know. It seems chaotic. What is my job? Got to go find one in the same company I'm in. I got to go find the job. Mm-hmm. It only used to impact low performers, but became more widespread. In July, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the company plans to shrink several teams over the next year. Meta is slimming its workforce and avoiding a flurry of pink slips by forcing some employees onto a 30-day list that leaves them only a month to find a new role or leave the company if their department is downsized or eliminated. But how can they really do that? That's not like firing them, right? You want them to quit, essentially. Mm-hmm. I guess there's some probably corporate advantage to people just deciding to leave on their own as opposed to having to fire them. You would prefer them to move on if they don't have a meaningful role.
Yeah, no severance package or anything.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of people. Instead of terminating employees outright, the company gives some workers whose roles have been eliminated a month-long purgatory period to apply to different jobs within Meta. The publication reported, citing sources familiar with the issue. I don't know. Maybe that's okay. They're like, hey, you're going to get fired anyways. 30 days to figure out if there's a spot for you elsewhere. Isn't that so strange, though? You're applying in your own. That's how big these companies are, Will.
It's like, we don't know what to do with you, but hurry up.
Apply for a job elsewhere in this company, and hopefully you get hired for that job, and then you remain here. Otherwise, see you later. Wild.
Yeah, we'll see.
Good luck to everybody involved. Logitech has a new G Cloud gaming handheld. Get out of here.
Yeah.
They're trying to do the Steam Deck.
Who would have thunk?
Looks like a Steam Deck, but it's more it's $350?
Yeah.
It's a little bit more affordable, isn't it? What's the matter with it?
Because I think it does cloud gaming only.
It doesn't have local.
A beefy spec list.
No local. Oh, Xbox cloud gaming. When you're in the Xbox cloud gaming app, the yellow Logitech button pulls up the Xbox shade as if you were playing on a console. Okay, this is interesting here. Yesterday, Logitech announced this $350 G Cloud gaming handheld coming out in the US October 17th. Until then, it's $50 off if you pre-order. Today, I got to briefly test it out. It was a 10-minute demo, but it was long enough for me to snap a few photos, launch some apps, and see how it felt in my hands. Ooh, not allowed to review it yet. I get it. 1080p IPS panel. Xbox Game Pass streaming via Wi-Fi to the handheld's Xbox Cloud Gaming app. Is it going to be exclusively Xbox?
They seem to talk up Xbox a lot, at least in this article.
Some type of partnership, I guess. Some sort of acceptance here. Some sort of collaboration, symbiotic relationship of sorts. The cloud version of Fortnite felt pretty good to play on the handheld, even with a hint of input latency. Well, I don't like these input latencies. But then again, the product isn't actually out yet, and maybe there's improvements that can be made. So you have Steam, you have on one end of the spectrum, Steam Deck. Somewhere in there, you have a Nintendo Switch. Then you have your own mobile devices you already own, and now you have this concept.
Yeah.
For cloud gaming. It's a controller and a screen and a Wi-Fi chip. It's kind of like a mobile device with a controller wrapped around it. I don't know what the optimal solution is. I guess the price is better than a Steam Deck, right? But it's still $350, and your console's not much more than that.
But it's also better than your phone.
Why? Oh, because of the control? But you can put a controller on your phone.
Yes.
Right, like we were talking about previously.
Uh-huh.
With the, just remind me the name. It was pretty good.
Backbone?
Yeah, Backbone. I just played with it. It was pretty good, and you already have your phone.
Yeah.
And your phone might be more powerful than this thing, because this thing has a Snapdragon 720G and 4 gigs of RAM. So it's complex.
Mm-hmm.
But there definitely is a market for it, I think. And there is probably a group of people that don't fall into these different categories. Like, I'm thinking of kids, maybe. Maybe they don't actually have a phone. And maybe they do want to play on the couch. And maybe the main TV is occupied. They have an Xbox, but the main TV is occupied. Someone else watching something else. Okay. You can run the Xbox, stream it, and play on the couch.
They could take it to their friend's house.
You take it to their friend's house.
With Wi-Fi.
The handheld doesn't support video out via USB-C, but you can plug in USB-C audio transmitters for wireless headsets in addition to charging it. Hmm. Oh, by the way, the Steam Deck is $399 starting price, so never mind. That's a little too tight. I was thinking of Canadian prices. These are U.S. prices. Switch Lite $199, Switch $299, Steam Deck $399, this thing $349. Okay, that's tougher. That's tougher, Will. Which one are you going for right now, today, for your money
at those different prices? I'll go for the Switch.
The regular, the $299 Switch, not the Lite.
I'll go for the Lite.
You're going $199.
Yeah.
Budget deal.
Yeah.
Value meal.
I like the value meals.
Do you do that type of thing?
Yeah.
You go on the value menu and you'd rather get like two items off the value menu as opposed to one item that's not on the value menu.
Yeah, I like the variety.
It's a variety play.
Yeah.
Okay.
You?
Good to know. No, I never touch it. I never been on it. I know nothing about it. I'm intimidated by it.
Really?
Yeah, because it's always about the deals. There's like all types of hacks and stuff. And some people try to combine sandwiches off the value. Like, everybody's got all these things going on.
Well, you should try it.
And I'm just not inside the loop.
It tastes good.
I'm not inside the loop. I'm not inside the culture. And well, maybe I'll take a crack. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
When I hear you and Mo talking about value hacks, I'm on the outside looking in.
Yeah. Well, we'll invite you to the in crowd.
To the value combo party.
Yeah.
Lovely.
We'll welcome you with open arms.
I appreciate that. Teen arrested in the UK, reportedly in connection with Rockstar Games.
Yeah, just a quick update.
UK cybercrime officers announced they helped arrest a teen from Oxfordshire. No way. Got the wrong guy. He's in Oxfordshire.
Yeah.
So, Harry Potter or whatever. Where's he from? Where's Harry Potter from?
London, England?
You sure about that? You're not a Harry Potter?
I'm not, no.
Oh, wow. Who is? Mo is?
Maybe.
Somebody's a Harry Potter. I feel like his age group is more on the Harry Potter side.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway.
Nothing wrong with it. It's good. I like it, but I don't follow it. No. I watch the movies.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. I feel like that's good enough for me.
Sure, yeah. I like the world. The wizarding world.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I feel Why like not? Something you might be, because you're always into those type of dragons and things.
Yeah. I tried Butterbeer recently. They had it here.
What? Am I supposed to know what that is?
It's what they drink in the world.
What world?
Harry Potter.
Oh, you know. See, what are you talking? You can't. What are you? You know things I don't know.
Well, I watch the movies.
You sound like an expert over here. Because you're into the dragons and things and the outfits and all that.
You gotta mention the outfits. Nothing to do with outfits.
Because you're the most defensive about the outfits. That's why I had to go back to the outfits.
No, I hear
you. When you have the cloaks and the capes and stuff.
The guilds.
Exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
So they caught the guy, or at least somebody that they think could have connections to it, a 17-year-old. Suspicion of hacking. Oof. Rough. Though cops have yet to provide any details about the person in custody, tech journalist Matthew Keyes wrote, based on unknown sources, that the 17-year-old was arrested over the Rockstar hack that leaked early footage of Grand Theft Auto 6 and threatened to leak the game's source code. The hacker also reportedly claimed responsibility for the Uber hack that allowed black hat access to the internal Uber Slack and company websites. Wow. Yeah, I guess, when you're that age, Will, 16, 17, you're goofing around, OMG, you're kind of testing your boundary. I'm not defending.
Yeah.
Not defending.
Not proud.
Not defending.
Yeah.
You're 16, 17, you're goofing around. I don't even know what the punishment is for something like that. By the way, it's all alleged at the moment, but what is the punishment for something like that? I mean, is it civil? Do they go and say, look, this is our potential lost revenue because you goofed on us?
Yeah.
That's trouble for a 17-year-old.
Cyber jail.
That's right.
No.
I think that's a real thing. Cyber probation. No, yeah. You can't go out. Yeah, it's a real deal.
No internet.
Wow. Well, listen. Good luck to everyone involved. I think I said that before a previous story. Good luck to everybody involved. Everybody involved. Everybody involved. Good luck.
Well, isn't it a good thing that they caught the guy or supposedly caught the guy? Because it prevents other people from trying to hack as well.
Yeah.
Like there are repercussions, even if you're 17.
Yeah.
Problem solved or what?
Well, good luck to everyone involved.
All right.
Good luck to everyone involved. It's just tough, man. You see, it's a kid. It's tough. I realize there's different rules, you know.
But he's 17. You know?
What are you doing? Life in prison? What are you doing here?
He's not like 8.
What are you doing? What's the punishment for this?
Cyber jail.
Okay. That's it? Then fine. Yeah, then good. But I feel like it would be more than that, Will. I hate to break it to you.
He has to apologize to Rockstar.
Oh, I think it's going to be a little more than that. Just saying. Anyway.
Money involved?
Good luck to everyone involved. Okay. Nothing starts teasing its next pair of earbuds, the ear stick.
What do you think of the name there?
It sounded like a Q-tip. Like, what do you do with it? Uh-huh. What do you do with an ear stick? Nothing has released its first teaser for the ear stick, its second pair of true wireless earbuds, following last year's Ear One in a series of images. The consumer tech firm has shown off the new charging case for the earbuds, which appears to use a cylindrical design, almost like a tube of lipstick. The new earbuds are set to launch later this year, according to Nothing's press release. They revealed it exclusively on Chet Lowe's SS23 runway. I guess that's this futuristic-looking outfits.
Would you wear that?
Well, I mean, it's not all that different what I see going on the street fashion.
It's hard to hug someone.
Damn.
Just like that?
Damn, that's heavy, man. That's deep. Yeah. Hard to hug.
Uh-huh.
This one here, we have holding it. I don't know. Listen, here's the thing. I don't, it looks a little big, no? Is that a big case?
Looks like a pill bottle.
It just looks bigger in my pocket than the existing Ear One case.
Yeah.
Doesn't that look bigger in my pocket? I don't know.
Maybe it has a cool feature.
I'm sure it does. Look at where the opening is. I'm sure it spins and then reveals. I think it's a spin and reveal scenario.
Huh.
Oh, scroll over there to the responses on Twitter. It looks like here's a better picture. There you go.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. This is a leak from earlier this year.
Oh.
Okay, so maybe it's not that big, because now I'm doing the math. If that's the size of the earbuds, maybe it's... Oh, just to clarify, this was an Ear One leak. The name is not Ear One Stick, but Ear Stick also It can look different from the real ones. You can join the talk show Discord to learn more. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. What, do you want to... Do you have anything?
Chime in? Nah. I'm good. I like to see the reveal and see what they have to offer in terms of features, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see.
GMC closes all reservations for Hummer EV and SUV until it can meet demand.
I thought this was very timely.
Why you got to put these type of stories to me, man?
Yeah.
This is... No, it's, you know what? I was going to say it's sad, but it's not sad because it's because they have a demand for
it. It's a good thing.
And for those that don't know, I'm going to give you a little teaser right now. I've been driving this thing around.
Yeah.
And they came to pick it up.
Yeah.
A sad moment. You saw me hand the keys over. I was having so much fun with this EV. Super truck. It's legit. It's a super truck. And I was just having a moment with it. For real. Just having a moment with it. Driving it around. But it's not unlike other manufacturers. They had a lot of demand. They want to catch up to the reservations that already exist. And so they're going to shut down pre-orders for a bit. What does that mean? Well, I mean, it was only a $100 refundable deposit anyway.
Yeah.
Not the biggest deal in the world. Yeah. Will, take it easy, man. Now you're sharing photos and stuff. Oh, take it easy. Looks so good in this studio, too.
Doesn't it?
Oh, man. I was taking the roof panels off. I was having
it was fun.
Convertible lifestyle. I was launching it. Oh, almost 10,000 pounds of power.
Yeah, it was a good time.
So, anyway, yeah, they're going to shut down new orders for pre-orders. Try to catch up, and then they claim that they're going to do a little bit better with the SUV compared to the truck. Mm-hmm. The edition one started at 110,000. The Hummer SUV revealed in April 2021 also sold out in 10 minutes. It started at 105,000. We've been building the edition one and shipping those out. So a small amount of those have been put out in the market. We have 90,000 people in line to get a Hummer. We're building and shipping every day from factory zero. And when the brand can reopen the order banks, we'll let people know there will be more to come. Yeah, listen, this thing really surprised me. I realize it's a premium price tag with it, but it is a super truck for real. You get your hands on this thing, I'll tell you what, you're having a time. It's a fun vehicle. If you have kids, roll around in it. Like I say, you take the lid off. You got room for all your gear. It's got a durable interior and it's got an imposing character. And that suspension, get out of town. You get out of town with that suspension, like that image right there. That guy got out of town.
Yeah. If you want someone to keep coming up to you.
Oh, yeah. I should add that. I should definitely add that, man. This is a head turner.
Out of all the vehicles.
This is what I've been telling you.
Until the Cybertruck comes.
This is a head turner. And I don't know, man. It's just it's surprisingly well put together. Like everything is utility. Everything's where I want it to be. It totally jumps in where I use my current truck and does most things better, nicer, and more fun. So you sold me, GM. Now all you have to do is send it back or whatever. Take the one that you took. I know you had to take. Now I'm gonna need one here, GM. Yeah. I'm going to need to keep it moving. I got to tell the people. Tell the people out there.
Yeah, let them know.
Why they need to be interested in this and the capabilities of it, which are shocking. The air suspension, the lift is ridiculous.
The launch.
It's ridiculous. All of it in the best way possible. Lovely stuff.
All right, last one.
Tinder just opened a convenience store in Japan aimed at adults only. Tinder, the app Tinder?
Yeah.
Swipe Mart. Wow. Swipe Mart made romantic dreams come true, and now there are hopes it'll spread around the country. Japanese convenience stores are a much loved part of everyday life in Japan. Yeah, I watch all the videos. You go in the 7-Eleven, you're having the noodles. It's set up like a full-on supermarket, the convenience store.
Yeah.
You have everything. Instant. And even like a little eating area.
Yep. Not like our convenience stores.
Our convenience stores get in, get out.
Yeah.
The basics. I mean, some are better than others. I'll notice when there's a little extra attention. I don't want to just sweep them all away because I'm sure that there's probably some amazing convenience stores over here. But in Japan, there's a real culture around it.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, however, a new convenience store popped up in Tokyo's Shibuya district offering something that others don't usually have. Love and romance. Swipe Mart, the convenience store, is run by the dating app Tinder. And though it was only open from September 16th to 19th, it was a resounding success. There's hopes the pop-up will pop up in more locations in the future. Aimed at the over 18 crowd, the convenience store had some great freebies on offer for Tinder members, ranging from a choice of socks, jocks, or a long-sleeve t-shirt.
Mm.
Well, freebies is always going to get you attention. You just do the freebies and get a lineup going
sure,
over there.
Yeah.
Inspired by Family Mart's Famachiki. Wow. It came in a two-pack for sharing.
Chicken.
Oh, it looks great. Family Mart.
Yeah.
I was going into that Family Mart, wasn't I?
Great. Great yeah. store.
I was going in there.
Uh-huh.
What a name, too. Family Mart.
Yeah. Very wholesome.
For the family. Yeah, so they had all kinds of, like, special items, and you can see the branding.
Tinder Chiki.
Very fun branding. Yeah, that's cool. Pop-ups. You like, you're a big pop-up guy. You like a pop-up.
I like limited runs.
You're a pop-up guy.
You know?
Yeah.
But there's some dating stuff going on.
Oh, right. I almost forgot about the dating stuff.
The swiping?
I would be more there for the chicken. I want to do my dating with some fried chicken. Got it?
Cheeky?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's what I'm there for. Thank you very much to everybody who joined here today. Thank you for all your support. We truly do appreciate it. We couldn't possibly do this without you. And we couldn't possibly visit Japan so that we can go to a Family Mart. And we certainly couldn't have a Hummer in studio without you guys, Hummer EV. So we really owe it all to you. Thank you very much for being a part of this community. And we'll see you very soon on another episode. Later.